Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, friends, and oh yes, even my player hating enemies, I am your brother Ja Ali, sitting here alongside the world's greatest co-host.
Hello.
Sister Double LLL, the lady with the name so nice that you got to say that joint twice. LL, yes. We back up in here.
Yay,
gonna do this thing one more time.
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're gone for a minute, but we ain't been gone. Whoa.
Yeah.
We be doing what we have to do.
Yeah.
I'm saying getting these stories together, man, and then waiting on, new revelations and stuff. So we got a lot to really be talking about, right?
We sure do.
But let's go ahead and do this one time, and probably this one time only, where we actually name the episode.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
What's the name of this episode?
What the fuck was they thinking? Now, we have never named an episode prior or even into the episode.
Right? We haven't. No, we never have.
Okay, cool. This time, because there's a lot of shit. What we're going to talk about tonight makes you really want to say, WTF, were they thinking? All right?
Yes.
All right. Now.
Who we going to talk about first?
Who you think we going to talk about first? Jesse, Jussie, Smollett. Everybody's talking about this cat, right? Mm-hmm. And they should. Now, as a disclaimer, generally on Talk Black to Me.
Yes.
We do not, what we normally try to do, our rule is that we promote black excellence. Black excellence.
Yes, we do.
We promote black positivity.
Yes.
Positivity.
Yeah.
We promote good stuff and counter all the bullshit that's out there targeting black men and women, right?
Yes, upliftment of our people.
Right, exactly. Now, one thing we do not do on this show, as a rule, is drag black folks. We don't do that. We don't drag black folks,
right?
Okay, fine. But with that being said, every rule is designed to be broken.
Every one of them.
And damn it, we're going to break that shit tonight with Jussie Smollett.
We got to.
Okay? We don't drag black people, but we going to drag his beige ass through the mud tonight, today, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you decide that you want to tune in, turn on, turn up.
That's right.
Get up so you can get down with the blackest show on radio. All right? Just know, all right, we breaking rules tonight. Rule number one, we don't drag black folks. Rule number two, we reserve the right to break any of our damn rules. So.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Now, let's get to it.
You've been talking about Jussie from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was on Jussie's side, and then you came to me and was like,
So many right.
Yeah, but I was like, what?
It just don't add up.
Why would he lie, John? Why would he lie?
It didn't pass the smell test from the beginning. It did not pass the smell test.
You said it. I give you all the props.
No, it is what it is. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is. But I know the internet is eating his ass up right now.
Goodness.
I sent you a couple memes.
Yes, you did.
I sent you a couple memes.
Oh, so funny.
All right. The one where he's in the OJ Bronco.
Run from the police.
But I can't say that none of this stuff, I can't say that it's undeserved. Mm-hmm. It's well deserved.
He did the alley-oop. He did it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but go ahead.
I am so so disappointed. What the fuck were you thinking?
What the fuck was he thinking?
Smollett. What were you thinking? I mean, what was in your mind to lie and continue this lie? You were lying to robbing robbers. You lied to my girl, Jesse. You lied to my girl. And that ain't even right. That ain't right. You lie on Pure D Worldwide. WWW, the worldwide, TV and web. What were you thinking? How did you ever, you put us back thousands of years
No, he didn't put us no damn way. He put his ass, his own ass back, whatever the fuck. I mean, what he finna do, and yeah, I'm from the country, so I said finna. What he finna do is, he finna find his ass doing some doggone time on felony charges.
Hope he does, because I mean I don't wish jail on anybody. Let me stop. But I just don't understand why you would lie like that.
What do you think?
Why?
Wait, what
are you gonna gain from it?
Okay. I don't think the question is what would he gain from it, but the question better is what would he stand to lose without it? You see what I'm saying? I mean, he was trying to stay. Listen, before Empire, would we have ever heard of a Jesse Smollett?
No, we didn't.
You see what I'm saying? Lucius, got it. Okay. Cookie,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, we know.
And that's pretty much the name brands that's on that show, as far as I know. I've only seen like the very first episode and probably 15 minutes of it into it, and I just automatically knew that it wasn't me. Yeah. I really just tuned in for Taraji. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. All that sexy guy. Damn, you gotta tune in. Right? And then her stage name was Cookie. Mm-hmm. Shit. What's Cookie? Well, my mind being all this time every time. What?
Been dipping your hand in the cookie jar.
Right. We're going to leave that alone. Wasn't my hand I was thinking about. But. See, you ain't going to get me in trouble tonight. See, that's the reason right there. While we are not FCC regulated, and I'm so damn proud. I'm happy. Moving on, man. Let me get off Cookie before I have to get on Cookie. but yeah, look. So what was he gonna? Was he being written out of the show? I mean, what is it? What? Tell me.
You never know. You know, they said no, he wasn't gonna be written out of the show. I have no idea. But one thing that I do know is something is wrong with him. His mind. Something for him to conjure up something like this. Something's wrong with you, Jesse. Get help while you're in jail. Okay? Do me a favor and do that.
What the hell?
I'm through with him. I'm through.
Wait, hold on.
You just don't come and just lie like that. Just on the feelings of our feelings of everything that's going on to normal black people.
Okay, look, let's go ahead and deal with it. I mean, let's go ahead and break it down. For anybody that's been hiding on a rock for the past month or so, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have the breakdown of the story where they were supposed to have been Trump supporters and all that good stuff and da 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 da? And do you have
that? Basically they said homophobic slurs.
Supposedly.
Yes, and racial slurs.
Supposedly.
And said this is MAGA country.
Supposedly.
And everything. And they tied a noose around his neck.
Supposedly.
And poured bleach on him.
Unknown chemical it was.
Yeah, unknown chemical.
Unknown liquid.
Bleach. Whenever we said bleach and they were saying unknown chemical,
right,
like bleach, I was like, well, if it was poured on his head, why wasn't his hair bleached? That's what I was thinking to myself.
Right.
No, why wasn't the clothes that he was wearing bleached?
Right.
You know, when they showed a picture of him, you know, in the hospital or whatever, I just didn't under that part. I was like, okay, well, maybe it wasn't bleach. They're saying it was another type of chemical. You know, everything was so not definite.
Right. Right.
And when I really believed him until I was listening to him with Robin Roberts and how he was talking and he was acting scared to me. You know, he wasn't acting like he was trying to make sure he wasn't going to say anything wrong. That's what it looked like to me. And I was trying to figure out why. Why was he acting this way?
Mm.
So, but he cried, but he's an actor.
Right.
He is an actor.
He's an
so
actor.
He knows how he to play upon it. Yes.
Right.
Like Taraji Henderson said, we get paid to lie. That's what she says.
Taraji P. Henson,
yes. She says, you know, we get paid to lie.
So wait, did she say that in response to?
No.
She was saying that about something.
She was in an interview and she said that she get paid to lie.
Oh, okay.
The acting is lying.
Sure, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what he was doing. He took a lie and he tried to capitalize on it. And my whole thing is, how did he not know it was going to be found out?
I really can't see where he actually brought the thought the story through that far. You know what I'm saying?
And that makes me know that you are dumb.
I mean, I think really he just wanted attention.
Mm.
I think he really just wanted attention. Because, I mean, for the whole thing, he was in a concert. Bro, the internet is dragging him like a dead dog on a leash right
I'm
now.
I'm the gay Tupac. I'm tough.
Did you see the...
Yes, that cap album cover.
Yeah. All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Bruh.
All eyes on me. The gay Tupac. Jesse.
Oh, man.
What the fuck
was you thinking? That's the name of this doggone episode. What the fuck was you thinking?
He wasn't thinking. He didn't think that through.
At all. And then you doggone these, bro.
He should have got some real thugs to talk to him about
two,
this.
Two Nigerian brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who were extras on Empire.
You took the words right out of my mouth. They had worked with you, fool.
Yeah, they worked with you. You were in Chicago. You could have got anybody. You live in Chicago.
You in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
After midnight, going to find a snack. This shit didn't sound right from the jump, L. You know how cold it was in Chicago around that time? Yeah, it just started getting cold. Just last week, it was 25 below. Your ass out there, goddamn, trying to find a snack.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, you ain't got shit in your damn refrigerator to keep you going from going outside. Huh? You ain't got motherfucking some fucking... Cheerios is a healthy snack. Pull you up a bowl and just eat them dry.
Jesse, get help.
Oh, he gonna get help. Because they already looking at him.
Yeah, I know, they're looking at him.
Them alphabet boys is looking at him. Okay.
They gonna get him. They gonna get, because you know they put in extra man hours because he's a celebrity.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly the reason why I say they gonna get him. Man, you look like a damn fool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look like a straight up fool right now.
Well,
absolutely right.
Anyway, man.
We ain't got time to talk about him no more.
No. We gonna drag his ass now. You know what I'm saying? We may start on some of these other stories, but we gonna come back to his goddamn ass. Because I'm strolling it up on timeline right now, and I'm seeing new stuff, new memes that popping up, like this one right here that said that has Freddy from Scooby-Doo pulling off the doggone mask off him with the caption that says, and I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling kids. No, you weren't gonna get away with that. You weren't gonna do it.
You ain't gonna get away with that.
You know, whatever. You thought you was good. Whatever, bro. All right.
Maybe he thought the Chicago police, since there's been so many murders in Chicago and they're unsolved murders. Maybe he thought that the police didn't work well there or something. I don't know. It looks like they can solve anything else but a murder.
You're reaching.
No, I'm just.
You're reaching.
I am. Lord have
mercy. You tried to find the best in this situation, and there is no best. Only best in this situation is that his beige ass got caught.
He did.
Okay.
He did.
That's the only reason. You just lie his high yellow ass off. I'm telling you, bro, it was all just attention. There was something going on. There was something going on behind the scenes.
Something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well.
Next,
man, on the WTF was you thinking? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. It's white moment down there in Florida.
Yeah.
Where was she? In Florida.
Yeah, she was in Florida. She was in D-Land.
Never heard of it. And remind me to never go there.
D-Land is North Florida.
But she gets arrested arrested for DUI.
Mm-hmm.
By a black police officer.
Yeah, by a black police officer.
Mm. Florida woman suspected of DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Threatens black deputy, says the KKK is going to find you.
Yeah, she said, the Ku Klux Klan will be seeing you and burning crosses on your property.
Wait, hold on. Let's do this one better. Let's let this dumb drunk ass helper speak for herself.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready for this one?
Yes.
All right. A little bit of technicality difficulties right there.
Well, that's all right. We're going to get it together.
It's going to come up.
Yeah, we're going to get it together.
But yeah.
Yeah, she's 53 years old.
53?
Mm-hmm. Her name is Julie Edwards. And, you know, she's drunk. Sometimes, you know, hey, I'm from the country too. You know, people say drunk man don't tell no tales. And this drunk woman, she was letting this black deputy have it. She was giving him all the info he needed.
Plus some.
What she was going to do, she was going to have those Ku Klux Klansmen come to his house and burn the cross on his yard.
So, L,
mm-hmm.
I need to know right now, mm-hmm. What the fuck was she thinking?
I don't know what the fuck she was thinking. I don't know what she was thinking. But everything she did it to the utmost.
Okay, now we say this being funny, mm-hmm. All right? But once we listen to her in her own voice about, you know what I'm saying, what she's actually saying, then this begs and brings to point another question.
What's that?
And I know I'm gonna bring it after we actually let her speak for herself.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a whole nother bag. So let's deal with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But like I said, let's go ahead and let her words be her words. We don't want to put words in her mouth. Because she's already done enough words. And, you know, let her speak for herself. Okay?
Sure.
Cool.
I won't find you. Somebody else will.
You're going to threaten a law enforcement officer?
No. I didn't say that.
So what do you mean by you'll find me one day?
I didn't say I'd find you. I said somebody else will. I won't find you. My KKK people will.
I didn't
say it about about you? I said, they know people like you. You did not see me drive that car. You did not see my keys in it. I'm suing the f*** out of you. And you know what? I'll buy me a house because of you.
And the damn thing rolled the burn across you, dirty. With the wrong white people.
Duh. You don't have no kids. You know what's gonna happen to you now? You don't want it anymore.
Okay. Let's dissect that.
Yes, yes.
Not only does she drunkenly admit to having at least KKK connections or the desire to have KKK connections, right? But she threatens the officer who just happens to be black.
Yes.
And if that wasn't enough, she says, I hope you don't have kids. Which means now you're threatening my children.
Yeah, my family.
If this heifer ain't brought up on terroristic threats, there's something really wrong with this situation. Okay, now take away the fact that she was drunk. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Lock the motherfucker up. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But this is very reminiscent of a part of history that I understand where black people, black police officers, were not even allowed to give so much as a ticket to a white person. Not even as much give a ticket to a white person and damn sure couldn't goddamn arrest them. Okay, so this person right here, this, well, I want to say woman, but clearly she wasn't a woman at that point. She wasn't a lady at that point. What'd you say?
Bitch.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
Was acting on those very ideas, which, what was that you said about drunk person earlier?
Don't tell no tales.
Okay, drunk people don't tell no tales. You see what I'm saying? What do you think about it?
She, you know, it's clearly evident that she was drunk.
Okay.
But really, like I said, most of the time when you are drunk, you say that's that liquid courage that most people call it. And that liquid courage gave her the courage to talk smack to a black policeman.
Okay.
And I hope they throw every book at her that they can find.
Do you think they will? We're talking Florida.
Yeah, D-Land is very small.
You know D-Land?
Yeah, I
don't. Okay, we know Florida.
Yeah.
You say this is in a small city in Florida.
Small town, North Florida.
This happened under the Trump under the Trump presidency. Administration, right, that's what I'm looking for. And Florida's a red state.
Yeah.
Do you think anything's going to come up with this at all? I mean, truthfully. And if it's one of those small towns in Florida, then it's probably majority white.
Yes, D-Land is right off of I-10.
What's it near?
It is near... D-Land is near... It's near Ocala.
Well, Ocala, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, majority white.
Yeah, but D-Land is right off of I-10.
Okay, all right, cool. That's fine. So what do you think? I mean...
I hope that they do throw the book out. I hope that they throw everything terrorist. I hope. Yes.
Didn't ask what you hope. I asked what you think is going to happen, knowing the history of Florida, knowing the history of black people and their encounters with white people.
Let's just wait and see. That's what I say. Let's just wait and see.
Okay.
Because if not, we really need to stand up for this brother. We really need to stand up for her. She cannot do that.
I don't.
You can't threaten someone.
I get it. I understand.
I don't care if you're being a cop
listen,
or not.
I understand what you are saying, right? But I don't rest well with black police. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get caught up in a situation, I don't rest well with you because you are sworn to protect. You've consciously took an oath where you swore to uphold and protect and enforce the laws of the very governmental society that is hell bent on keeping you and your people down. So this should be a wake up call to his ass, is what I'm saying.
Really? So you're saying because he's a cop, then he must endure?
No. I'm saying it should be a wake up call to him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm all for the betterment, the waking up, the eye opening, and the forward movement of black people.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need to have that straight up in your face reality, because the brother sounds rather young. Okay, I ain't giving two shits to the white chick because I understand very clear who they are and what their agenda is. And yeah.
You're not surprised at what she said.
I'm not surprised at all. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm surprised about, much like I was with the Rodney King situation with the cops out in L.A., was that somebody finally caught it on tape. You see what I'm saying? So I'm very clear that this is how they get down. This is how they think. But this trick right here was actually just drunk enough to say it out of her mouth. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. Yeah. I could give less than two shits about what happens to her.
Mm-hmm.
But my concern is now for the brother.
Okay.
What's your move? You know what I'm saying? For the officer, what's your move? And if it does go to something and she doesn't get charged with terroristic threat of an officer or they try to downplay that, then now here comes the slap in the face.
For him.
For him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I know one thing. It's funny, but it ain't funny.
It's funny, but it ain't funny. I couldn't have said it better myself. Right?
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, it's funny to hear it. It's funny to hear her talk that. I got people. I hope they don't have children. All right, got it. But it's funny the way you're saying it, but it's not funny what you're saying. Even if you don't have those connections,
right,
then why even bring it up? You know what I'm saying? If that's not at the back of your mind every day, then why let it come to the front of your mind and out of your mouth tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You're fucked up.
Yeah, you're right.
So once again, on the second story, on the second story, ill.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was she thinking?
What the fuck were you thinking, bitch?
Matter of fact, hold up.
Mm.
I got one better for her ass.
What
the fuck was she drinking?
That's right. Whatever it was.
How hard was that liquor?
That must have been some gin.
Some gin?
Gin.
No.
Gin.
That had to have been some Jaeger. Some 151 Bacardi.
No, she don't look like a 151 drinker.
Did you see that, Heifer?
She look like a gin. She looks like a Jenner.
You think 151 was above her?
Yeah, way above her. Way above her.
Yeah.
I mean, she even said, you fucked with the wrong white people and and that nigger should have never been let out of slavery. How could you say things like that?
Maybe she does have connections.
I do.
Because if the town is that small and majority, what's the, I guarantee you, if you bring up the demographics, damn, she ugly. Was she drunk then? Yeah. Please tell me she was drunk at the time of taking this picture.
That was her mugshot.
And she's looking like, what the fuck? Why am I here? I'm white. Yep. Damn.
Yep, exactly. I just don't understand.
Did the cop break her nose? What the fuck around her nose? But anyway, man. Yeah, look. Demographics of that. And I bet you it's majority white. Which means she probably does have that pull.
Mm-mm.
What you got? Why are you pulling up that information right there?
Yeah,
man?
It's north of Orlando.
Okay.
In Volusia County. Volusia County.
Okay.
And
you don't see the demographics?
History. Okay. Demographics right here.
Come on with it.
Population.
You better not say 13,000.
No. 28,237 people. 74.96% white.
There you go.
19.18% African American. This you is go. As of 2013.
There you go. There you go. There it is. So she probably does actually have that pool. And yeah, now the wake up call begins for the brother of the citizenship that you are sworn to serve and protect, because clearly they ain't giving two shits about you.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Income is 28,700.
Let me stop right here. Mm-hmm. Let me just make this PSA, right? Yeah. This public service announcement. Mm-hmm. You gonna stop questioning what I say. Because with just small Ed, with his dog going, I've been right.
Yes,
I've been
have,
right.
John,
okay.
Have. I give you your props.
I think critically.
Mm-hmm.
I see the shit before the shit see me.
You sure do. You called it on Jesse. You really did.
I called it on this white woman right here. This ain't that shit. fuck it is out there now. I called on this white woman right here too.
You want some cheese or some crackers?
Hell no, I don't like crackers. Of any sort. But you know the worst. You know the worst kind of cracker?
What?
A graham cracker. Anyway. L, run it down, man. Go ahead. I'm gonna step away for a minute. This is the first time that I've actually ever stepped away, and I made it known that I stepped away. But
you gotta step away, John.
I'm gonna step away for a minute. You know, I gotta catch myself.
Yeah, you catch your breath.
I saw myself run across the room. I need to go catch.
Wow, Ja is gone. Let me talk to y'all about the Black History moment for the day. And I went way, way back for someone. I was reading a lot about Black History facts and people that I didn't know. And read up about this cure for smallpox back in 1721. And it was by a slave. His slave name was, is Onesimus. Onesimus, that's what I think it is. O-N-E-S-I-M-U-S. He was a slave of, Cotton Mather, who was a Puritan and a famous Puritan in Boston. Well, you know, they had been really having issues with smallpox and people were dying left and right and everything, and they were trying to find a cure. So in 1721, when smallpox came back to Boston, he was listening to the slave and he was like, let's go ahead and try this smallpox out as far as what he thought would cure smallpox. And again, I want to say that his name is Onesimus. And I just cannot believe that first Mather believed him. That's first of all. And secondly, that this man was a slave, but he was actually doctoring back in Africa. He was actually curing smallpox. And the way he did it was he would cut one person who had smallpox, get the pus out of their body, and cut another person and put the pus inside of their body. And that's the way he cured. And basically, out of 844 people, which was about 14% of the population, only about 7 died. And that is just remarkable how this happened.
What's the brother's name?
Like I said, I think his name is pronounced Onesimus.
What's your spell?
O-N-E-S-I-M-U-S.
Can they find that on the, you're going to post it on the page?
I will definitely post it on the page.
All right, look for that.
But I just think that it's incredible how it's, as of 1980, no one on this earth has smallpox.
And that's mad shots and props out to a what? Mm-hmm. Black man.
That's right, a black man.
A black man.
A black man.
Now, folks that ain't got smallpox, including y'all that brought the smallpox nowadays because of a black man. God, if you don't love black people, man, something wrong with you.
Something's wrong with ya. It is.
I mean, for real, for real.
We are such smart, smart.
Ingenuous.
People. Yes. Yes, good looking too.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Black don't crack.
Black does not crack.
Watch how you act. Black don't crack.
And a black man is the best man you could ever have.
And a black woman? Lord have mercy. When God made the black woman, he was just showing up.
Yeah.
Wasn't he though?
Yes, he was.
That's true. Elevate that blackness around
nothing
here.
Nothing wrong with
man,
that.
Man, you
at
know
all.
Who really elevates that blackness though, man?
Who?
That I Black Man podcast.
What?
Man, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Sister.
Yeah.
If you ever want to hear mm-hmm. blacker than blacker than blacker than black and black on black on black.
Mm-hmm. And the truth.
And the truth.
He tells the truth.
From how he sees it.
He sees it.
From how he sees it. Okay. Hey, look. Our Black Man podcast, bro. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't promote anything that wasn't pro-black.
That's right.
We wouldn't promote anything that wasn't for the forward movement and positivity of black people.
Exactly.
So that's why I want to plug this brother right here. What's his name? What's his name?
Miles
Amadeus Prower. We show him love around here and we call him by the acronym that he came up with. MAPS. Because that brother putting blackness on the maps. Understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
I know that. Look, hey, MAPS, you can use that one, bro. Go ahead. You know, I'm going to give that one to you free. You know what I'm saying? But check the dude out.
Yeah.
Right? Check him out. A real brother. Mm-hmm. I love what he's doing over here on the show. I never miss an episode. And as a matter of fact, when you get done checking this one out, checking our episode out, slide right on over there and check that brother out too.
Please do.
He gonna keep you laughing. He gonna keep you thinking.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? He crazy than a mug.
Mm.
but by the same token, it's like you gotta love the brother.
Yes, he's smart.
I'm waiting on the new episode right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. All I
know is you better stop listening to our show while you at work, bro. That's probably gonna be. You're like, yeah, I'm at work. I'm getting paid.
We might get you in trouble, man.
Hey, don't let your supervisor hear this shit. But anyway, shout out to my man Maps over at Our Black Man Podcast, man. Check him out. Check out all the good things he's doing over there, too. Another brother.
Mm-hmm.
Another brother, because you know we big up black goodness and black excellence and all that, right?
Yeah,
here.
Of course.
The Black History Buff. Mm. Now, I want to say that this brother is, don't misquote me, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But I want to say this brother is out of England.
Yes, I believe so,
maybe
too.
Maybe even London.
Yeah.
But he exposes a lot of what's going on over there as well. So, I mean, and his show, man, spot on. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm learning a lot.
Right, exactly. So you're talking about Talk Black to Me
mm-hmm.
podcast, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Our Black Man podcast, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about Black History Buff podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's three times black.
Get your blackness on, guys.
That's three times dope.
Mm.
That's three times black, three times dope. Get you some.
Get your
melanin on. Get your melanin fixed, man.
Mm.
We the only three you need.
That's right.
Moving on, dope. What do we got next?
Mm.
Oh, this is the one story right here. Me and L always doggone agree on everything, but hold on, wait a minute. Let me stick some drama in it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Me and L don't agree on this one. We actually split hairs on this one. Huh?
Let's talk about it.
Yo boy.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, yo boy. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey is not my boy, but go on.
The way you defended him.
You know what? Go on.
Sure. Steve Harvey stuck his foot in his mouth yet one more time and again with his doggone comment about integrity for the dollar. Hmm? When he was speaking to?
Yes, Monique. Yes.
And he was trying to tell her that we ain't where we at because of this, and we ain't where we at. We black. We can't. This a money game. It's integrity is for poor folks. That's a poor folks game. We playing rich people game. What the fuck? What was he thinking?
Okay.
Can he cut that ugly ass beard, bruh? A beard don't fit everybody. You bald headed, and now you got them 50 something years old. Now you want to grow a beard, bruh? Stop doing every damn thing. It looks like taco meat on your face, dude. But go ahead. I digress.
Can you please separate the thing like a man at like a woman?
Nah, I can't. No, it has nothing to do with that. Steve Harvey to me was never a good comedian. He was never funny. Okay.
To you.
To me, he was never funny. Mm-hmm. Okay. I went to the Kings of Comedy to see everybody but Steve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't never been a fan of Steve Harvey.
Yes. But you have to understand what Steve was
like. I used to like
from.
His line. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? His hairline.
Okay. When he had hair.
Yeah, when he had hair.
You have to look at what Steve was trying to tell her.
Come on with it.
And not trying to put it as integrity is just for poor people.
Okay.
I understand what he means by saying she is in a different ball game. She needs to play the money game. The money game is totally different. For those celebrities, for those people out there, it is dog eat dog out there.
I understand that, Elle. But what I was trying to get you to understand earlier is that once you start to sell off your integrity for your people, you know what I'm saying? For a dollar, you are officially a sellout. Hence the word sellout. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
No, he was talking about sticking together. He was talking about that she should not have said those things to Lee Daniels or Oprah or
Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? Because for you to sit here and say that you agree with what Steve Harvey said to Monique about the way she went and said what you know what I'm saying, how she voiced her opinion about her disappointment or disdain for what's going on in the industry. So we're not supposed to speak up? So we're not supposed to expose people?
She should speak up. Blackballing is wrong. It is wrong.
Okay.
But from what she's saying, doesn't give me proof that Tyler Perry or Lee Daniels or Oprah blackballed her. You know, that she has not given me enough proof for me to stop watching Netflix.
Okay, what
you know what I'm saying? Right. She has not just justified it for me.
Maybe.
Now, she does justify it as far as, okay, this comedian, white female comedian, made much more money than her. That is a problem.
Okay.
But that white female comedian is up and out.
Okay.
You know, like she did the Queens of Comedy. She was up and out. You know,
got
Monique
it.
Has had her time. The Parkers.
Got
you
it.
Know, she's had her time and she won an Emmy.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, Oscar, sorry. Not an Emmy, but Oscar.
But she won an Oscar for yeah. playing, you know what I'm saying?
Precious Mom.
Yeah, abusive.
Right, example. Right.
Got it.
Right.
I mean, I got it. Okay, so what's back to the whole Steve thing.
Mm-hmm.
His comment of how... The takeaway from that makes me wonder what the fuck was he thinking. Okay, because Steve made a whole lot more sense to me when he was struggling. I honestly think that Steve Harvey's bank account has gotten to his head. And he's really lost a real connection.
Really?
I really do.
I don't.
Let's call it a roll.
Mm-hmm.
The meeting with Donald Trump. Got it. The meeting with Donald Trump. The shit he said about this. About the Monique thing. He said something else kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just one.
He's not a Trump supporter. He was trying to go in and use his status to figure out what's going on with him.
He's one of the very first people that said, give the man a chance.
Yes, but now he doesn't say give the man a chance because he already got his agenda. He already understands. And we make mistakes, right? I was on Jesse's side. No, I'm not. Jesse, you need to go get help, okay?
Who are you talking about?
Jesse Smollett.
Back on him again.
You need to go get him.
I'm ready.
I was on his side. I was on his side.
I'm putting his ass in the same bag with Drake.
I was like, he's a gay Tupac.
Don't blast me. Don't you ever speak like that again.
But he was
he's
not the gay
Tupac.
He's not.
No, he could be the gay fucking Liberace or somebody. The gay goddamn.
No.
Hell no. I want to. This show's over.
Nothing but a leprechaun.
A leprechaun? A leprechaun?
Yeah, leprechaun.
Leprechaun?
Tricks of the kids. Oh, no.
Look, man.
I'm so mad at Jesse Smollett. I don't know what to say. I'm not making any sense. I'm just mad. I'm mad.
Why are you mad at him?
He didn't have to do that.
Why don't you be mad at the
I'm
MAGA?
I'm just embarrassed.
Why don't you be mad at the MAGA guys?
Because they weren't real.
They were real to
I
him.
I was mad at them.
They were real to him. You do know that I sat here and dissected the whole
You did.
Thing.
You
right
did.
Right here on the Blackest Show on radio, man. Talk black to me, bro. Black folks supposed to see through that bullshit, man. I was using my black eye. I used my black eye to see through that, man. My black eye just popped open in the middle of my head. And it said, It popped out with the black power fist and said, Something ain't right about this.
Something
in the milk ain't clean.
Something
in the milk ain't clean about this. And it didn't take long.
Just ain't right.
Cause the black eye will not let you be fooled.
Mm-mm, it won't. Jesse Smollett.
You hurt. You about as hurt as...
I feel like a Trump supporter right now.
Oh, shit.
That's how mad I am.
What? You feel like a Trump supporter.
I done voted for you, and now I'm doing my taxes, and I'm seeing that I ain't getting as much back as I was when President Obama was in office. Hey. That's what I feel like.
No, no. You feel like a Trump supporter that was out of work because of the government shutdown.
I done voted for you, and now you're messing with my coins.
Oh, hell no. Oh, shit.
That's the way I feel, Jesse.
Damn. That's fucked up.
I'm just okay. mad
hold
forever.
Hold on. Let me ask you something. As a woman.
Yes.
As a black woman. Yes. As a beautiful black woman.
That's right.
Don't glow too much, okay? You stop. You just...
patting myself on the back.
How you doing? Yeah. Okay. look. Do you feel more disappointed now that you found out that Jussie Smollett was lying? Mm-hmm. Or do you feel more, or did you feel more disappointed when you found out Don Lemon was gay? Cause when Don Lemon came out and said he was gay, that hurt a lot of sisters, man. Y'all was gunning for that CNN, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I kind of knew he was. I wasn't really shocked.
How you kind
of? I mean, I still think that the brother is fine as hell now. I mean, even though he's gay.
So your black eye opened up and said, "Girl, something ain't right."
Yeah, something right. Whatever. But at the same time, keep Don Lemon's still my man. He's still my man.
Keep watching, but don't expect too much from this one. That's what your black eye said. Your black eye popped out with that power fist and said, "Boom." Good. Something ain't right.
Yep, even though you and Atlanta, Lisa, you can't go chasing after him. Don't chase after him.
Shit. Fuck that one up yourself.
That's right. That is right. That is
right.
We
have too much fun on this mic tonight, man. What else we got, bro? Anything else?
I think that's about all, you know.
That's enough, huh?
Yeah, we had something else, but at the same time, we're gonna wait till the next time. It was about the boy that was arrested for reciting the Pledge of Allegiance for refusing.
Oh man, yeah. You know, L man, it's we planned this show and the things that we're gonna talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get to rolling, time passed so quickly. You know what I'm saying? Because we just jump on the mic and we have fun. And, you know what I'm saying? We love ourselves. We love each other. We love being black. We love black people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We love positivity. You know what I'm saying? So all that stuff just kind of just runs right there together. And it runs down the clock. And there just ain't enough doggone time to put all our stories together. But we definitely got to get back on that one. Yes. On the next episode, I want to open right up with that one.
Okay. That's you know what I'm saying? Do that.
Yeah. So, you know, damn, it's over already, huh?
Already. I know, we had fun.
I love doing this.
That's too.
I love you, you know what I'm saying? I love having you as my co-host, man.
All right now. I love having you.
For sure.
Love it that you have this show, Ja, and I really enjoy co-hosting this with you. Man, I really do.
Do you know... in the whole compartmentary makeup of this conglomeration project that we have. I sound like a Baptist minister.
Wow.
Well. We love working with you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Love the whole setup and all that good stuff. But if it wasn't for the listener, the people that actually tune in and give us those views, those ratings, you know what I'm saying? And keep the numbers high.
Yes.
We would be just too funny, not so funny, silly, not so silly, militant, and really militant black people with a microphone. Just two. You know what I'm saying? So big shout outs to everybody that tuned in, man.
That's right. We love you guys.
For sure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but any parting words, man? Anything you want to throw out there? Anything we missed? Anything you want to cuss me out about online?
No, I just want everybody to enjoy your day. Look at life, look at life with beauty and upliftment of your black people.
For sure.
I mean, we gotta do this together, guys. We gotta do this together.
Right.
You know, that's the only way we can do it. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be with your people and talk and laugh and let's come together for a cause.
Them is facts right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Hey, bro. Black love plus black unity.
Yes.
Equals black power.
All right. That's
and
right.
Everybody needs a little bit of power.
Right on.
Even black people. Yeah. But it's your boy, Jolly.
It's your girl, LL.
And, man, you know what I'm saying? This one goes out to my favorite co-host, my only co-host. This one goes out to all the brothers that's out there, you know what I'm saying, trying to struggle and make it happen. All the sisters that's out there holding it down. All the brothers and sisters behind the wall. All the young ones that's coming up. We ain't forgot about you. Y'all be strong, man. It's going to get rough sometimes, but you know what I'm saying? You got it in you. Hold on, be strong. And to you, the listener, the ever so important listener, all we want you to do is love us. And we going to love you black on the blackest show on radio. Your boy Jolly and your girl L. Peace and love. Peace and power. We out, y'all. R. Kelly, R. Kelly, R. Kelly. Ooh, shit. R. Kelly. You know they got your boy today. L, they got your boy today. And I'm not saying that because I'm happy about it. I don't want to see a black man go down. But what did they get him for?
10 counts.
How many?
Ten.
How many?
Ten.
Counts.
Counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving 4 victims.
Ooh.
3 of whom are underage. Under the age of 17, but older than 13.
What do you think is going to come of this case? Don't ask. Don't answer now. Don't answer now because it's coming up on our next episode of what? Talk Black to Me Radio Podcast. And on this episode, we are going to have one of the brightest and the best and most creative minds in podcastery. The one, the only, Miles Amadeus Prower will be joining us on this episode. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. And I am going to expound on my opinions about it as well as he. And I'm sure, El, that you have some things you want to pontificate on as well. You can tell I've been reading that dictionary.
That's right. Again. Yes, sir.
So listen, everybody, check us out on our next episode, when we dissect and reflect on our brother R. Kelly, and I will tie it all in to Jesse Smollett, R. Kelly, and the Chicago PD. How all this works, and head on over to our social media page. Go ahead and post your comments, your likes, your hates, and all that good stuff about what it is that we're going to be talking about on the next episode. Also, slide on over to the Our Black Man podcast and post your comments over there. You know what I'm saying? So on Sunday, we're going to record this thing. It's going to be hot. 3 great black minds blending together is bound to be a wonderful thing, don't you think?
That's right, it sure will.
So it's your boy, Jolly.
It's your girl LL,
world's greatest co-host, and we're going to be joined once again on Sunday's episode with Miles Amadeus Prower from the I Black Man podcast. It's going to be interesting. R. Kelly, you know you done fucked up now. Yo, get us, y'all. Stay black. Sunday.